File 8, Listening 1.
Hi, Fabio. Are you OK?
Hi, Nick. Can I talk to you about something?
Sure. What's the problem?
It's about James. You know he's been missing classes for around a month now.
Of course. He's been really ill.
Well, I'm not sure that's true. I saw him in town on Saturday, in a bar with his football friends, laughing and joking. There's nothing wrong with him.
Oh, no. If the college finds out, he'll have to leave the course.
Do you think I should speak to Miss Street? She's a great teacher, and I'm sure she'll know what to do.
That isn't a very good idea, Fabio. If you speak to Miss Street and James finds out it was you, he'll never speak to you again. It'll make things worse than they are already.
OK. What's your advice, then?
You should speak to James. The two of you have a good relationship in class. There might be more to this situation than you know. I'm sure he'll explain. Why don't you send him a text?
No, I don't think a text is the right thing to do. He won't reply. If he has a problem, he won't tell me about it in a text. I think I need to meet him and actually ask him what's happening.
If he isn't ill, perhaps he'll be at the park this evening. There's football training at 6:30, I think.
Yes, you're right. I'll stop at the park on my way home. It's too early to leave now, so I'll go to the college library for an hour. If James is at the park, I'll speak to him. And if he isn't there, I'll leave him a voicemail and try to meet him at the weekend.
Don't worry. If James isn't ill, he can explain why he's missing classes. I'm sure everything will be all right. Come on, I'll go to the library with you.